to the Creative Pen Podcasts. I'm Joanna Penn, bringing you interviews, inspiration and information on writing, publishing options, internet sales and promotion for your book. The companion website is www.thecreativepen.com, and that's pen with a double N. And here's the show. Hi everyone, this is Joanna Penn for The Creative Pen, and today I'm interviewing Matthew Kavnar. Matthew is brand director at Vook, a company producing books with new technology, blending ebooks and video to create a whole new experience for the reader. They have recently launched the first four Vooks, including Embassy, a fiction work that I reviewed positively a few weeks ago. Now, I've got my iPhone here, and Matthew's going to talk a bit about this today. So welcome, Matthew.
Welcome. Thanks so much for having me.
No, thanks ever so much. So maybe you can start by explaining what a Vook is, because, you know, I've bought one and I've looked at them and everything, but some people wouldn't have seen one yet.
Right. A Vook is a new innovation, and what we do is we blend a book with videos and links to the internet and social media into one complete story. So to really sum it up in simple terms, what we do is we take, right now there are ebooks out there, but there's kind of a flat PDF experience, and there's video out there, but it's on YouTube and Vimeo and other sites, and we kind of take a book and we take all the great video content, not content that already exists, but content that we create specially for the book, and we integrate the two into one complete package.
Mm. And I certainly really enjoyed reading Embassy, or experiencing Embassy.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah.
And that was, that was a fiction one. So maybe you could just explain a bit more about these first four.
Well, to launch, we started with four titles because when we were making books, we realized, you know, we didn't know any more than anybody else. We were the only ones taking the risk, though. I mean, people talk about how ebooks need to change, digital books need to change, digital books are going to change everything, but nobody really is sort of putting the resources into seeing what the new kind of books could look like. And what we are is we're people who are interested in trying to create this new experience. I mean, I think that you hear people saying, oh, you know, they want to ruin books, digital books will destroy, I'm a reader, these are going to make it harder to read, or this is the end of books. And what we're doing is something very different. We're creating a new platform, a new medium for people to tell stories in. So that's what we look at our mission. It's, hey, let's give people more opportunity. Let's create a new platform and give them a new way to express themselves and tell stories in a way they've never been able to before. So we're pretty excited about that. And so what we did with these first four titles was we partnered with Simon & Schuster, who are just one of the most impressive and biggest publishers in the game. And it really meant a lot for us to be on their team and for them to work together with us. That was a vote of a confidence right out the gate that this is a really great innovation we've got. Mm. What we did was we did four separate titles. We did one called The 90-Second Fitness Solution by Pete Cirkla, who's a trainer in New York City. We did another called Return to Beauty by a woman named Noreen Nikogosyan, who's an esthetician in L.A. So she does a lot of beauty treatments. She works with a lot of Hollywood A-listers, and she has this innovative technique where she uses healthy, all-natural beauty creams, and you can make them at home in your kitchen. You can go down to the Whole Foods and buy an avocado and some cream and just create a rejuvenating face cleanser. There's all sorts of interesting things you can do, and it's all healthy and natural and really good for your skin. In fact, I'm kind of not too off-topic here, but there's a daily email called Vital Juice, which is targeted at women, and it's sort of a women's health and lifestyle daily email. And they just featured us today for Return to Beauty, going out to all their subscribers because they thought it was just such a cool idea, you know, that you can make these natural food facial creams and hand lotions. You can do them in your own kitchen. So I won't go on too long, but so Return to Beauty was another one. And, I mean, it's really cool because the videos in the book, you can watch. It's like a recipe. You can watch how to make this facial cream. You can read about it. you know, you can go to the store with your mobile device, and while you're in the store, look at the video where she's telling you what ingredients to get, or just read what ingredients to get, take them home, watch the video, and right there, it's like somebody's showing you how to make the recipe. So that was Return to Beauty. Then we did two fiction titles, and we were really lucky to get these great authors. We got Jude Devereaux, who has a real reputation, a really devoted fan base, and she's sort of she's a fiction novelist, does some work in the romance genre, but she just has a really strong following. And then we also got Richard Deutsch, who writes suspense thriller novels, and he was located in New York, and he did the title Embassy. And so those were our four launch titles. So we had two nonfiction and two fiction. And the nonfiction are really focused on instructional. Here's what you can do. Watch this video. Figure it out. The fiction, they're more impressionistic. It's more atmospheric. The videos kind of set the scene. The videos kind of just pull you into the story. It's like listening to music that's really kind of in, when you're listening to the right piece of music when you're reading a book, sometimes that can really make the experience stronger. The videos have that same sort of effect that can kind of really increase your immersion in the story. So that's what we did with fiction titles.
And
so that long-winded answer for you.
No, that's great, because I wanted people to get an idea. And which one has sold the best, can I ask?
We wouldn't really go out about sales figures, because those are the kind of things that you just sort of have to keep to yourself. But
what
we were really, really pleased with was that Promises was on the front page of the iPhone App Store, which is a really big deal, because it means the people at iTunes looked at that app and said, hey, this is fantastic. Let's put it on the front page of our app store. And so that was a huge boost for us, and that was last week.
Wow.
So, that we were very excited to have that happen.
Well, romance is a huge genre.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Okay, so that's a bit about the books themselves, I guess. Now, about the company, are you a specific company that started to address this niche, and did you see a gap in the market for this?
Yeah, I mean, what's really fascinating is that this company, it's the vision of Bradley Inman, who he's a serial entrepreneur. He's started a few very successful companies, and he's a technologist, and he's also very much has a deep understanding of culture. So he's sort of the right person to come along and explore this new medium. And so he had a real background in video and online presence, and so he sort of knew, you know, he had a strong creative vision of what this should look like. So he put the book together with the purpose of realizing this vision. I mean, it's really what's kind of exciting about working for the company is you realize. I remember when we were in the stressful days leading up to the launch. I was talking, I think, to my mother on the phone, and I said, you know, this is totally an invention. We are working on an invention. This is something. I'm a huge reader. I also produce video for years. And I'd like to think that I'm fairly intuitive, but I never thought of putting the two mediums together like this. And once we were doing it, it just seemed really obvious, but it had never occurred to me to do it this way. So, you know, you need someone like Brad to come along and say, this is what it's going to look like. This is how it's going to work. And that's been the whole point of book. So that's how we've done it.
No, that's fantastic. And obviously somebody to take the risk, that the first risk out there.
You know, I mean, this is another thing. I think this might be more interesting to the people following you is that, you know, we see there the response in the blogosphere has just been so positive. I think it's mostly because people are canny and smart, and they realize what's really exciting about book is all the potential we're going to unleash, like all the different kinds of things that you're going to be able to do with a book. I mean, when you look at a book, you know, everybody should get a book. It's not just because I'm trying to sell it, but they should get a book and, you know, look at it and think, don't think about even necessarily what you're reading. Think about what you could do with it. Think about what it could look like. And so we're getting a lot of enthusiastic response there. And, you know, something that we just really try always to make clear to everybody is, hey, we're totally new to this too. We're not coming in and saying, you know, get rid of your books. This is the way to go. We're saying, hey, this is a new possibility that hasn't existed before.
Mm.
And I think that there's even for people are sometimes a little more dismissive of the idea of fiction as a book. They say, oh, I don't want videos. You know, I just want to read my story. And I'm a huge reader. I probably read more than most people anywhere. I'm reading, two books right now at the same time. They're huge. I still buy contemporary poetry. So I figure if I'm into this, if someone like me thinks this is a good idea, a great idea, then people should realize that what we're doing is creating a new way to tell stories. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then when I was reading Dan Brown's Lost Symbol, I think, at the same time, and then I picked up the book, and I immediately, as you say, thought of the application, and I thought I would have really liked some video within the Lost Symbol, because I've never been to Washington, and it would have been great to be able to see some of that architecture, some of those physical locations that would not have, and what I liked about your video is that it didn't detract from the story. It did go with it, and I think if people haven't seen one yet, they might not realize that. And, I was testing it out like many people, but it didn't tell the story as such. It was kind of with the story. So I thought that was very artful, I guess is the word.
Yeah. And we're lucky to work with all these really talented filmmakers, and they just really sort of use all their wiles. And I mean, I was a video producer for years before I got into doing more business side of things, and it's just so much. The people we work with are inventive, and they are inspired, and they're very creative. So you can put them in a difficult situation, and they're going to find some really clever thing to do. So I mean, there's the whole other thrill of getting to work with filmmakers and watching them sort of, creatively interpret the content and make something really new out of it.
Mm.
But, you look at the book and you think, for people who don't necessarily see the appeal of fiction, I mean, I think that something I'm trying to spread this idea, because I'd love for people to come up with good book ideas for us and tell us about them. They can always email me at matthew@book.com with their ideas. We're here to listen. And, if you look at it, you could do a really, Blair Witch Project sort of took off. I don't know if you ever saw that, but it took off with the digital video being cheap and easy to use. They told a really creative story with it, and the medium was part of the story. But people could do a story with actors. You could do something where the video is maybe like some kind of dark and creepy story, and you're seeing tape of something that happened, and then the text to the side is somebody writing like their commentary of, hey, I found all these tapes. Here I am, watch another tape now with me. I mean, you could tell some really cool stories taking advantage of it. So I think that, there's all kinds of ways to use it, and I'd love to see people, really start to experiment with it and come up with other ideas. So that's kind of... You got to watch out. I'll tend to just ramble on.
Yes. It's brilliant. And I do have a couple of questions coming out of that.
Sure.
So I guess one is, using the video, the video is quite, perfect video. It's a very good video, as you've talked about. You've worked with professionals. But I wondered, and you've hinted there, would you consider using less than perfect video? I mean, I immediately again thought of travel narratives that I've read, plus, travel books, where maybe you could have a sort of travelogue style video. Would you work with less than perfect video?
I think that if the video fits the story, and it's all in the presentation, it's all in how the two are kind of wrapped together. So, we're not, Brad is the one who really figured this out, but we're not, 10, 20 people on a film set, on the streets of Manhattan getting something that's totally, film-like together. I mean, we could do that if we wanted to, but we don't want to. We don't think there's enough energy there. So we can, if people have, we can do lower level video. It's not that it's less quality. Mm. It's just that it's adapted to kind of fit the narrative and the story.
Mm. And I need to have a look at the nonfiction ones, I think, as well, because I already saw the application of video for nonfiction, so I thought I would get the fiction one to see how you did that. And it was interesting. The only thing I didn't really like is I didn't like hearing them speaking. There's one bit, you know, where the bad guy speaks, and I didn't want to hear his voice, and I didn't want to see what the main character looked like. You know, I wanted that to stay in my head. But
I understand.
You know what I mean? But the rest of
exactly.
rest of the videos were fantastic and fitted very, very well. So I thought that was great. The other thing that I really thought was fantastic was the author of Richard Deutsch, the author at the end, because that was a chance to see into his life, to hear him talk. And, you know, most readers want to know about the author, don't they? So I thought that was fantastic. So it has that, you know, was that a big part of it? Do you think that's really helped sales of other books?
I don't know if it's helped sales of other books, just because we're, you know, I'm so focused on making sure that the company is great. I haven't really followed up on anything like that. But what it does, what you see the future application of it for is that, imagine you could have a book club in your book. I mean, if as streaming video gets to that point where it's more accessible, I mean, there's a company like Ustream right now, anybody can hop on who has a computer, a camera attached to their computer, and you can stream right over the internet. You know, if we could... I'm not saying we have the ability to do this yet, but you can see down the road where you could have a video window in your book, and the author would do a book club, and you'd have his streaming or her streaming face right there on the page answering questions.
Mm. No, I think that's fantastic. And also I thought, I would pay for just, a kind of interviews with authors. You know, if Simon & Schuster put out, you know, regular 10 mini videos and things, you know, about authors, you know, I'd be buying that because, you know, we all love to hear from these people. So I thought that was brilliant, but also made the whole thing much better.
Yeah, no, you're dead on. I think there's a real appeal for author interviews and for authors to be more engaged, and especially for authors that people are really interested in. I mean, you know, there's an opportunity there. So you look at Vuk and we're kind of we're basically offering a lot of solutions to what people want, I think. We're offering the opportunity for there to be a lot of solutions.
Yeah. Can I just ask you about the price point, I guess, and the length? Because obviously, you've probably seen this week the whole Walmart Amazon thing. And, the book, I mean, it's still under $10, but, it's more than a lot of the apps and, you know, now almost the price of a physical book. Is the price point something you're going to play with?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've got to get... What we've got here is a premium product. That's the way we like to say is that we've got a premium product, and we think that there's a lot of value in it. And I mean, you're getting more, you know, if you get a cookbook, you're getting the recipes. If you get a cookbook, you're getting the recipes and the entire how-to. And sure, you could see some recipes on YouTube, but people still buy cookbooks. And so we're creating the totally integrated experience. So we think we have a premium product, and we think people are, well, and we don't just think, we know that people are willing to pay for it, and that they will. And so what we need, you know, I think what everybody in publishing is struggling with right now is finding a way to price their products in that, you know, the author can get paid.
Mm-hmm.
The author and the creative staff around the book can get paid, because, you know, a book's not just an author, as you well know.
The
editorial staff, it's copy editing, it's the design. I mean, it can be as involved as the movie credits, you know. I mean, there's a lot of people around it, and all those people do really important work. There's not a lot of baggy overhead or stuff you can just cut out. Everybody's doing a really key job. So, you know, the struggle in the industry is to find a way to price things that we can sell a lot and keep the money flowing.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I can absolutely see that. So I guess another one of my questions is, because a lot of my audience and, you know, myself, and also now this last week, Thomas Nelson getting into self-publishing. So a lot of authors now want to do things themselves. You know, we're podcasting, we're doing stuff on social networking, et cetera, et cetera. So how, you know, is there a way that DIY authors, I guess, rather than publishers, can get involved with Vuk? I mean, you mentioned they're sending in ideas, but is it going to be a platform that people can actually use, or will they always be produced?
Well, you know, we're still, I mean, right now, one of the real advantages we bring is that we bring the video solution, because we have the great filmmakers on our side. They're part of what we bring to the table, is this great video. So we're not, you know, we're still working out how we're going to, I mean, you're talking to a really young company, which when you say that, I think, hey, that sounds like a great idea. You know, I mean, I don't know if it's, we're considering all sorts of different avenues. And the answer I can give you is, if anyone has has something, I mean, definitely just write me at Matthew@book.com, because you know, those who are really interested, we're still a small enough company that, you know, we're still focused enough. We've got, it's interesting, we have a lot of different people working for us, but because, you know, because of the concentrated effort we're putting into this, the people that you would communicate with about getting a book made, you know, it's a really focused team. So, you know, I just encourage everybody to try and send me ideas and get involved and get interested, because who knows, you might have a great idea for a book.
Yeah, fantastic. And I guess, you know, as you said, you're a very new company, and a lot, I mean, things change every week at the moment in the ebook world. You know, there was the Nook.
this last week.
I know.
Come on.
I thought that was brilliant. There was, I don't know if you saw, there was some posts going, you know, it's a book, it's a Vuk, it's a Nook, you know, what's next? But I don't think that hurts you. I think that brings you back into the news, if anything. But so what do you see as the future of ebooks, and how does Vuk fit into that? For example, you know, you don't work on the Kindle, and you presumably wouldn't work on the Vuk, but you're perfect on the iPhone. And you know, what about the Apple and Microsoft tablets? You know, all of that. Where do you see your place in the next year?
We're like, we provide really top level content, and it's only going to get better. And so I think that, you know, Brad's always been a believer that the technology will catch up with you. And I mean, he's right. You know, when we started all working on this, you know, nobody, the Apple tablet wasn't a sure thing. I mean, it's still not a sure thing, but you know, something like the Apple tablet, any of these devices, it's just the technology question of us adjusting to get on devices. And, you know, it's all something that we can, that is part of us reaching more and more people. And so, you know, you think of something like the tablet, it's made for book. You think of any of these new players, they're just made for what we do, which is that you can read and easily and just breezily, you know, switch over to the video, switch right back to reading, hit a hyperlink. I mean, it's interesting that there are a couple other people trying to do it, but on our scale, at our level, with the immense filmmaking resources that we can bring to the table, I mean, we're kind of the only one. So it's pretty exciting, because I think we're made for these other, I think we're made for these other platforms as well. And I think that there's a lot of potential for us there.
And do you think the kind of text only ebook will, you know, disappear?
No, I sit, and like right now I'm reading on my Kindle iPhone, which is text only. I'm reading a ton of books on it. Like, you know, this is the only thing that's happening is that there's new ways to get new kinds of content, and people will always want to get the best, you know, what's really good. What's really good will always pan out, I think. So some books are probably just made to be ebooks. Like I'm reading, what am I reading right now? Like Europe Central by William Vollman, which is, God knows how many pages, but I'm reading it. It's huge. 20 pages of it. It's won a National Book Award. I'm Amazoning it right now. But we're talking like it's probably over 800 pages, I think. But I'm reading it all on my tiny iPod, you know, on my tiny iPod, and it's like really deep, heavy, serious fiction. I'm reading the whole thing on an iPhone, but it's definitely a traditional ebook. I mean, so, you know, yeah, I can't see Volman's book. Some books are just always, you know, going to be better as just a straight read.
Yeah, and there are obviously, yeah, some books you'd never do a video of, like some, you know, sort of highly technical manual on something. You know, you wouldn't do a video.
We just hope it's like the rising tide has to, as they say, by the cliche. I mean, what we've got to do is just get people buying more books, because what I've been saying for a while is like your music lives online, your videos live online. I mean, people's lives are online; they're on digital devices, and we're part of, you know, and we're part of, and people like that. It's not that it's killing old ways of, I would disagree with people who might say it's killing old ways of communicating. I mean, in many ways, it's unleashing a lot. It's letting, you know, smaller, more serious authors, artists, musicians have the ability to reach a lot more people now than they did. And so, you know, we're just part of helping, trying to make that happen for books, too. You know, we'd love to kind of open it up and make get more people doing more interesting stuff.
Oh, yeah, and I absolutely see the creative possibilities with this, and I think a lot of people do. So I'm definitely a fan, as you know. So I guess finally, because we're almost out of time, where can people find the books to have a look at them? And also, can you just explain that they're not on the iPhone only as well? Maybe just explain about that.
Yeah, we offer books in two formats right now. We offer the web book that you can read online, and we offer the iPhone app that you can download from iTunes to your iPod or iPhone, your iPod Touch or your iPhone. So the best way to find Vuk is just go to Vuk.com, just www.vuk.com. And at Vuk.com, we've got our books there. We've got teaser videos. We've got more information, links to the iTunes stores. Everything you could want is right there at Vuk.com. Mm-hmm. So, and that's always going to be the nerve center for what we do. Our blog's there. You can read me rambling on more at length as well. But, Vuk.com is the place to go for everything.
Fantastic. And have you got some new Vuks planned for the near future?
Vuks, if I have my way, you'll be inundated with Vuks. But you should check it out. There might be some new surprises on the page since you went last. But anyone who's been there should get over there and check it out. There might be some new things.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Well, thanks ever so much for your time, Matthew. That was fantastic.
Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate
Thanks for listening today. I hope you found it helpful. You can get more information on writing, publishing options, sales, and promotion for your book at www.thecreativepen.com, and that's pen with a double N. And you can also get your free How to Be an Author workbook at www.howtobeanauthor.com. See you next time!